Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. Hello, listeners. This is episode 75 of Art Talk, and today I want to talk about a book I currently read that follows up on the episode Turning a Blind Eye. In August this year, I visited the National Portrait Gallery in London, who had just opened its doors after a long time closure due to the refurbishment of the museum. I was so excited to finally be able to visit my beloved museum again. I entered the museum and strolled through the rooms, very busy with people, even more busy with an overwhelm of portraits hanging. The route was a different one and differently classified as usual. It gave a huge gamut of portraits painted and the themes they belonged to. I was particularly interested in the labels next to the paintings because they steer the people into the way they look and appreciate art. They are supposed to teach the visitors not only who painted it, but also who they painted and why. I strolled through the corridors and my eye catched a painting with Mai by William Parry. Yes, it is the same Mai Reynolds painted and the museum acquired for $54 million. This painting showed Mai standing and the so-called scientist pointing at him whilst talking to another man sitting and making notes while staring at the tattoos. His tattoos were probably very new in that time for Westerners, so Mai was a spectacle. Many portraits further, I noticed Reynolds' portrait of Mai, very large painting. Mai standing with clothes more likely given to him by Reynolds, his head looking away from the viewer, one hand on his belly, the other arm stretched, but both in a way that the tattoos are the focus. The label gave the description that Reynolds painted Mai with dignity. But was it really? No, Reynolds did not place someone to point at the tattoos, but very subtle poses made to still emphasize on the tattoos, therefore still making a spectacle of Mai. And this reminded me of a book I read by Margot Jefferson, who talked about human zoos. Often, I walk through museums and find it demeaning to see the label portrait of an American boy, portrait of an African man, whereas a portrait of a white person always has a name. It annoyed me to see that apparently the painted people either were not asked for their name or the painter didn't care. That alone is having utter contempt for the people portrayed. Beginning of this month, I was advised to read the book The Whole Picture, The Colonial Story of the Art in Our Museums and Why We Need to Talk About It by Alice Proctor. This book is fantastic and I highly recommend. It gave me the insights and confirmed Mai deep concern. Divided into four parts, Alice Proctor takes you on a journey through different museums, talks about artifacts, human zoos, and much more. But the most important thing is that she shares and dares to talk about these things in a very open, honest way. With a huge amount of expertise in museum tours, guiding visitors, she speaks with a dignity about all those stolen artifacts, paintings of nameless African people, sales and acquirements of artifacts that never should have left the country of its origin. This is not just about art history, but also history and identity. It is about a different way of looking and asking questions, understanding objects in a different perspective and the context they need to be in. The way they are represented in museums and galleries, they are taken out of their context and celebrated as individual objects. As I said in my previous podcast, we looked with a European eye, and we still look with a European eye, and with, as Ian Smith writes in Black Shakespeare, a racial blind spot. We evaluate objects that are from a different culture as ours, and we look at them from a pure aesthetic perspective. But, as Proctor writes, a craftsman makes functional things with a purpose, things that do not look like art to European eyes. And we often do not even know who the artist was. It was quite a shock to read that in the basement of a house in London was a 3,500-year-old sarcophagus. What does a sarcophagus do in a London basement to start with? And the question is how to deal with the colonial history of art in museums and monuments in the public realm. This is the first book I read that writes about an urgent and ongoing conversation around the cultural restoration and colonial history. We definitely need to talk about it. So I highly recommend this book that is desperately needed in education, and I also mean for students who become art historians, rich on notes and bibliography for all the references. I briefly want to come back where I started with A Portrait of Mai. Alice Proctor also writes about Mai. And given my experience in the National Portrait Gallery, I want to introduce you to Mai. Mai was a Raiatean man living in Tahiti. He joined the crew of Captain Cook's second voyage, traveling with them across the Pacific and finally to London, where he became something of a sensation. Mai is the first Pacific Islander that we know of to visit Britain, though he was obviously not the first indigenous person. People had come to as ambassadors, merchants, guests, and prisoners for centuries. You can read this on page 86. This chapter, by the way, also confirmed that Reynolds invented the clothing for Mai's portrait himself. The chapter itself is also worth reading, as the painting by William Perry misidentifies the misnamed Mai as a Tahitian chief and makes Banks, also a character in the painting, the primary character. You can read this on page 93. This alone should tell you enough and make you ask questions when visiting a museum. It is obvious, again, that I highly recommend academic students, art historians, curators, and art lovers to read this book to describe, teach, and look at art in a way more conscious way than we have done for centuries. It is time for more visual intelligence and ask more critical questions when visiting a museum or gallery. Thank you all for listening. Next week I have an episode with James Early as my guest, and that promises to be a very moving episode. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.